The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It's Tuesday. Linda's going to be in at 8 o'clock, though, today. And today is the 8th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the controls.
Good morning.
Oh, we are turned up a little bit here. Let me see. I'm turning down my earphones here. So, how are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Great. Great. It's Tuesday. I'm loving Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays.
As am I.
National day today?
We have several. It's also my younger brother's birthday, so shout to him. Shout out to him.
What's his name?
Ruel.
Ruel?
Ruel.
Ruel.
E-L.
Okay. Happy birthday, Ruel. How old is he?
He is...
Yeah, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Okay.
Okay, well, just tell me what national day it is.
We have national... Let's start with National Hero Day. It looks like a military thing.
Oh,
okay. And there's some firefighters. Okay, I think it's just like a first responders type thing.
Okay.
And Pierogi Day.
What?
Pierogi.
Pierogi. Pierogi. Is that like, what was that other, your other famous?
If I say it, I'm going to keep it alive.
Well, say it again.
Cognac and cheese.
Cognac and cheese, that's right. Today, sunny with a high near 90, with another high near 95. You know, it's, it looks like the week is starting to start cooling off tomorrow with a high around 86. So, Thursday, mostly sunny in, mid 80s. Friday, partly sunny with a high near about 81. Now, Friday night, chance of showers. Saturday, chance of showers. And Sunday, it's gonna be, sunny with a high near 88. Now, the, it'll be in the 70s on Saturday, but with that chance of showers, everything's going to be declining. And Columbus Day, sunny with a high near 82. So, the weather report's always brought to you by friends out at Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business that's been in the business 30 years. They're into their third generation of people running the business, all from the Kinney family. It's a great business. They locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they truly treat their customers as friends. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Turtle Bay. Good morning, ladies.
Whoa. Good morning.
Good morning.
You may have to turn the red mic up a little bit. She's got a soft voice. So I'm here with Catherine Hunt and Lisa Endicott.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
So is this the first time? It's the first time for Catherine.
Yes.
And Lisa, have you been here before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Oh, yeah, because we talk horticulture.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, what's going on at Turtle Bay?
So, I'm going to start off with the fall plant sale is continuing. We have the kickoff on Saturday, October 5th. So, we had the big kickoff on Saturday. And our sale prices, we...
The
5th.
It started.
We don't talk about the extending it until the... That day is over. We want to see how many plants we have left, that
okay.
kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And then traditionally we extend those prices through the end of October. The end of October this month is on a Thursday, and we are open Wednesday through Saturday, so we're extending it to November 2nd this year.
Okay.
Yeah, and we specialize in California native and drought-tolerant plants, so...
Give me an example.
Give you an example? Gosh, there's so many.
Well, just name a few.
Okay.
Some that I might see walking around.
Oh, that you might see walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so number one comes to mind is Toyon. And that is a big evergreen shrub that it has lots of common names. One of the common names is Hollywood, which Hollywood, California is named after, this
okay.
bush. And it grows in sun, in shade. It grows in a crack in the sidewalk on Butte Street here in full hot blazing sun. And
wow.
it looks great. Yeah. So that's one. We have coffeeberry. We do have some manzanitas, not the local ones that you see, but some selections that have been selected by horticulturists for garden use because they're pretty finicky about having any excess water, our local ones, in gardens.
Uh-huh.
So we grow ones that are going to be successful in your garden. There's a plant called Amorpha, which is Amorpha fruticosa, which is the common name. It's California false indigo, and it is a butterfly magnet.
Okay, so, now, what color are the flowers on this?
Ooh, what a good question. They're a Cabernet color
with
orange anthers. So
okay.
these little orange antennas stick
out.
Yeah.
So are these easy to grow?
Easy to grow, drought tolerant. You can prune it as a shrub or a small tree. I mean, there's so many fabulous California
wow.
natives that people just don't see because they're...
So if you're looking to... Okay, so say I come in and buy that beautiful butterfly bush
uh-huh.
you're talking
yeah.
about. Well, it's getting toward the end of the growing season here.
No. Not for California natives. This is the best time of the year to plant.
Oh, really?
Because we've got this long, as we see... slow, mm-hmm. slow cooling off period.
Yeah, it just keeps getting longer and longer
yeah.
too.
Yeah, okay. with a little rain, you know, uh-huh. for seasoning, I guess. But the plants do so much better than if, and this is for a lot of perennials and shrubs and trees, than if you plant them in April, and by the end of April you're hit 90 degrees, and then it goes up from there.
Okay.
So if you plant them in the fall and it's getting cooler and those roots have time to establish, then that is so much better for the plant. So
this is an ideal time, you're telling me.
I'm telling you, this is an ideal time. Yeah.
Okay, to buy them and then to plant them.
Absolutely.
And it gives them the winter to kind of, and hoping we don't get a snowmageddon.
Yeah, we all hope we don't get a snowmageddon. Yeah, we still okay. got plants recuperating from the last one.
Yeah, okay. That's wonderful. Okay. And Catherine, what are you here to talk about today?
I'm here to represent Turtle Bay and tell you about all of our really fun events coming up.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break, and then you can start talking about the events, and we'll come back to the horticulture.
Definitely.
Okay, the, where do my notes go here? The NorCal Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is going to happen on the 17th of October from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. At the Turtle Bay Sundial Bridge. And you can get a free shuttle from Mount Shasta Mall from 4:30 to 8:45 p.m. And it's going to learn more about breast cancer resources and support in our community. Food trucks, entertainment, speakers, and information booths. Early detection saves lives. And that's going to happen on the 17th of October. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
This old house ain't a home with no love inside it. But we set out pretty strong. Now we just can't fight it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be here about 8 o'clock. Hey, think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Well, Redding Electric Utilities still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here at Turtle Bay, Catherine Hunt and Lisa Endicott. And Lisa's been telling us that the plant sale's going to be extended to, like, November 2nd,
November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. With all these drought-tolerant plants, including a butterfly bush,
We were talking about California false indigo, which is Amorpha fruticosa, I think is the one we have. And if you go on our website, which is just turtlebaynursery.org, and click on the inventory button, you can scroll down, and we do things by botanical names because there's lots of common names for the same plant.
Sure that all of us would know those Latin terms.
No.
Is there a photo?
So yes, there are photos.
Well, see, I go by that then.
So when you're scrolling down, you can click on the name of the plant, and up comes the information site that includes a photo. Yeah, and so we don't just do California natives. We do over 80 California native species. So there's a nice selection if you are someone who just wants California natives in your plant and your garden, and there are lots of people who do, then we have a nice selection for you. And if you are more of a generalist and like those plants from all over the world, from climates that are similar to ours, then we have a really nice selection there, too. We have plants from the Mediterranean basin, and we're part of the world's Mediterranean climate zone, so they do well here. Plants from South Africa, also part of the Mediterranean climate zone, they do well here. A lot of them do well here.
My parents grow a lot of South African grasses and flowers on our property.
Do they?
The hummingbirds love one of the flowers. I don't know which one it is, but.
Oh, nice. I'd love to know. Gardens@turtlebay.org if you have any questions or if you have anything you want to tell me about. Just email at gardens@turtlebay.org and I will get that message.
Since Linda and I have this propensity.
Yes.
To kill everything we plant, not everything.
Okay.
So if we're planting them, do we get to call you and say, hey, we're doing this and this and this?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Well, email is
better.
It's much better because I might be in the middle of one or two things if you call me.
I am kind of excited about this one that's a burgundy color with the orange.
Yeah, the Amorpha.
The Amorpha.
It's California.
We have butterfly plants that we have planted with their orange, and it seems to attract butterflies.
Nice.
But it'd be nice to find plants that hummingbirds would just flock to instead of the little sugar water things that we have out there that they seem to enjoy.
Hummingbirds love sages. They love flowers with tubular shapes so they can get their little beaks right in there. And we have a really nice big selection of salvias or sages. A lot of them are from Mexico, and they do well with our heat. They do great with our heat. They do okay with low water, not no water during the summer if you want them to bloom, but they do really good with low water. My favorite of those is Salvia tangerine. I'm going to say that. It's Salvia extramensis tangerine, and it grows up in the Sierra Madres and with no water in the summertime. So here, because it's hotter, its lower elevation is hotter, it needs some water in the summertime. But it blooms its little orange head off all summer long. It's beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and hummingbirds love all of those.
Okay, Catherine, here's your chance. You got Oktoberfest coming.
This weekend we have a couple events coming up. We have Oktoberfest on Saturday, October 12th from 5 to 8 p.m., where you can come bring the whole family and enjoy a beer or a root beer for the children.
That's you, Ben. I'll take you to Oktoberfest, and the only thing you're drinking is frothy root beer.
And we have some great food vendors.
Whatever that thing was.
Craft
cognac
vendors.
And cheese.
Cognac and cheese. There'll be no cognac and cheese for you. Okay, you got a bunch of great vendors, and that's going to happen this weekend. And what time does it start?
So the Oktoberfest is from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, and it's family friendly.
Yes, and tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
I want to know, if I'm sitting at one of the tables out there, is there going to be a blonde woman with braids and a big dress, and she comes out carrying 12 beer steins?
Probably not.
Not going to see that.
But we do encourage dressing up.
Of course you do. Okay, And so what kind of, it's not fair to ask you this, but the vendors, what kind of food is going to be out there?
We're going to have Finari Sausage Factory. So they'll have some great, I'm assuming, bratwurst. And we'll have Mosaic Pizza Truck there with a German-style pizza and some other great food vendors.
A German-style pizza. Okay. Mm-hmm. This means bratwurst and sauerkraut pizzas.
Probably.
If you're, I mean, why not? Why not? If you like sauerkraut and bratwurst. Mmm. Okay.
And
got
then,
it.
Back to the plants, this weekend we also have a great plant talk about tree selection and care on October 12th as well. That's in the morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. In October 19th, we also have another plant talk called Ornamental Grasses in the Garden. And so come out, and it's a small fee, and you get to learn about all these great plants.
We have an incredible asset here at Turtle Bay, my friends, in the horticulture side and, of course, the animal side, that you can learn so much, and you can go out there and look at them, and you can talk to experts about the best way of planting them and all this.
Exactly.
And the Oktoberfest, I've been to the Oktoberfest, and it is a hoot. It's a good time, music, food.
And we'll have our animal ambassadors out there with our Turtle Bay animals.
So you can slam down that beer, and you can hold a skunk at the same time.
Yes.
Where else in the world? I bet in Germany. When you're having Oktoberfest, you do not get to hold a skunk or a skink.
Right.
Right. Am I exaggerating here? No. Okay. What else?
Other than that, we have some great exhibits going on at Turtle Bay right now. We have the Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau, which is just a beautiful exhibit if you haven't gone to see it.
No, I don't know that one. I'm going to have to stop by and see that.
Alphonse Mucha is a master of Art Nouveau.
Uh-huh.
And so he makes lithography and paintings, and he's just a very well-known artist, and he makes beautiful art.
Super. Okay.
And then we also have Mindbender Mansion, which is great for the family. It has brain teasers and puzzles that you complete, and you can get a certificate as a brain teaser.
Extraordinaire. Okay. Okay, Ben, I'll have to take you to that. Because I can take kids with me.
All righty.
I've been around long enough to that I was here for the last Mindbender Mansion exhibit, and they are addicting. Those puzzles are addicting. It's really hard to get away.
It's like watching reels
start
on Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm just going to watch one, and 2 hours later, you're still in there. Whoa.
That was me. Sorry. You're still working on puzzles. Yeah.
Our microphone just decided to go on a walk by itself. Yeah, I know. It's strange. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being with us today. And so many things going on. Okay, now, Oktoberfest starts it's this weekend.
Yep, on Saturday.
Okay. Make sure you leave me that, and so I can remind people. And the plant sale is going to go to November 2nd.
Right.
Is it just on? It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
Nine to one. And we also have the tree selection and care on Saturday, too. The same day that I'm selling beer tickets, we're also having the tree selection and care class.
All right. Now, I've got a tree that has just failed. I mean, the peach tree has grown, and we're going to take this one out. The roots have never really, you know. Anyway, what is there a fast-growing fruit tree, citrus tree out there?
Citrus tree. Yeah, there are fast-growing citrus tree once they're established, but our problem is if we get a hard freeze here, sometimes they freeze down at the ground.
Yeah.
So citrus is a little tricky. You want to put it like on a south-facing wall so it gets the reflected warmth in the wintertime. A peach is a fast-growing tree. I mean, once it's
yeah, this one's going, established.
Yeah, so
so maybe I should plant another peach tree there.
I would. Yeah, I would.
Why do peaches? Why do one year we'll get a tree load of peaches and the next we won't?
It's usually the weather.
Is it the weather? Yeah. If it rains real hard and it takes off blossoms and all those things.
Okay. That happens. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Catherine Hunt and Lisa Endicott, for joining us today from Turtle Bay. Always neat things going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Reading Rodeo desperately needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
Reading's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Lozano.
Reading's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop, Lozano says go. Why stop progress for Reading? Re-elected.
Go with Lozano.
And paid for by Mark Lozano for Reading City Council 2024.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lausch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our fifth anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Laux Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at LauxLandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Gonna let you hang yourself on the music this morning. Okay, welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 8th of October, 7:35 in the morning. If you've noticed that our commercials, sometimes our commercial breaks are longer, it's because we've got a lot of the politicals running right now. So we've had to expand the time in our shows to be able to get everybody's advertising in. So I'm here with Rob Harley, like the motorcycle. Boom, 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 boom. Potato, potato, potato. He's the athletic director out at Simpson University. We're going to talk about the golf tournament that's coming up.
This Friday.
This Friday.
8 a.m. shotgun start.
Okay. And this is going to be at?
Riverview Country Club.
Okay. Which is a great course.
Yes.
In fact, there's one little spot on the first tee. If you look over into the river, it's got my name out there because I just seem to put my first drive right into that same spot every time I play. So it's called Carl Butts Golf Ball Store, or maybe it's Final Resting Place. Yeah. Who knows? Okay, tell us about this.
Yeah, so, at Simpson, we're building and growing as a university and then also as an athletic department. So our golf tournament is one of our major fundraisers specifically for athletics. Mm-hmm. And so we're just this year we're at Riverview, which we're really excited about, and we're trying to upgrade the experience and just give everybody an opportunity to come out and enjoy, play a little golf and help us continue to move towards our vision of, athletic excellence and, becoming Reading's hometown university through building, successful athletic programs. And that, that's a huge investment to make that happen. And so we're grateful for the number of people we already have committed to coming out, and we're still open, and there's opportunities for people if they still want to play.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of, if they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do that. It's a Friday. It's going to be I think it's going to be a cooler day on Friday. It's going to be about 81, partly cloudy. So it's going to be a beautiful day out there to play golf.
Yeah. You can go on our website at simpsonu.edu golf classic and sign up there. You can look on there for information. You can reach out to me, rharley@simpsonu.edu. You can call me if you want on my cell phone. Are you supposed to give that out over the radio?
You can give anything you want. Yeah. I will not guarantee you're not going to get strange calls. Here's my question. I have my group. I kick one of them off because I want to have one of your golfers on my team. Can I do that? Or are your guys just going to be out there running it?
They're going to be out there.
I want a ringer. I want a ringer. Either that or the coach. I want the coach who, by the way, what's the coach's name?
Austin Dave.
Let me tell you, Austin Dave?
Dame.
Dame.
Yeah.
Okay. Austin looks like a golf coach.
No doubt.
Should look. Am I exaggerating here?
Yeah.
No. He looks like a golf coach should look. Yeah. I mean, I can't explain it, but if you picture a golf coach, it's Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look the part. There's no doubt about it.
He looks the part.
But, he's done.
He's got a weird tan. It goes, starts at his knees or a little bit above his knee, and goes down. And,
yeah. Yeah, he has great experience. He played college golf at Bushnell, and you know, he's been the major, you know, organizer of the tournament, and he's done a phenomenal job. And you know, building not only this tournament but also the golf program. He's only, you know, he's been with us for a little over a year, and he brought in, I think, 10 new golfers this year. And he's really doing a fantastic job.
And with all full transparency, I'm on the Simpson Citizens Advisory Council panel board, whatever, it changes every so often, but it's the same group of people. I've been there since the beginning when you all had baseball and softball. And now you've exploded in athletics, which I think is just a great idea, because I was told or I read that for every student athlete you get, you get 1.5 other people that also come because of the athletics. Either they know the people or they're looking for that full college experience, the university experience.
Yeah, that's correct. You get it creates a visibility for the university and an appeal, and they get the full collegiate experience, you know, going to college and having athletic teams and games, and it just provides the full experience for, you know, the full college experience.
And, we've got to talk about Simpson's athletics. I mean, this isn't just a backwater group back here, Norm Hall, Dr. Norm Hall, first thing you want to do is bring a bass fishing team in. And I have to admit, the Citizens Advisory Panel, we just kind of looked at, you know, kind of sideways looks at each other. Well, we've got one of the best bass fishing teams in the nation at Simpson University that has backing from national level sponsors.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is cool. Yeah. That happened obviously before I got here.
Yeah, but Black Bear Diner, I believe, is one of the.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And if you know Bruce Dean, you know Bruce Dean is a bass fisherman and has been a bass fisherman for decades.
Yeah.
So, but that kind of started it. And now your athletic program, Rob, is remarkable.
Yeah, we're at nearly 500 student athletes. We're just a tick under 500 student athletes, and we started football. We have 120 football players. We had two home football games, which were really successful, except for the score.
Except for the score.
But
it's your first year. Yeah. What do you expect?
Everybody understands that, and it's very hard. That's a tough thing. It's, you know, it's hard on the kids. It's hard on the coaches because they're so dedicated and so committed and focused. But it is exciting, the things that are going on. And, and that's why this golf tournament is continuing to help us grow, because we have a vision for, you know, being successful on a national level. You know, I don't see any reason why we can't achieve that. You know, there's no reason to me, like, we don't have to be regional, local. We can be a national competitive athletic program, and that's what I want to do.
We may have problems with football for the first few years, only because you're playing against 50-year seniors, sometimes 6-year.
Grown men.
They got beards and wives and 4 kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the golf and the bass, you're wrestling. There's no reason that you can go, you know, I went to a small college, and we sent 12 wrestlers back every year. 12. I think it was 12. Maybe it was 10. Back to the NAIA championships.
Yes.
There's no reason when you've got teams like golf and our wrestlers and our swimmers, and of course our softball team has always been very good. Baseball is getting, you know, is reaching new heights. There's no reason we couldn't have national level athletes at Simpson University.
Yeah, I agree.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I have no doubt.
In the smaller teams, it doesn't take millions of dollars to build a school resource.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no doubt we'll be able to do that. And that's what we're working towards, you know, just producing excellence at the highest level. And we want to honor God in the process. We're a Christian university.
My goodness, just think of that. Yeah. Not only do they compete at the national level, but they actually graduate from the university.
100%.
Which you don't see in a lot of other places.
Our team overall athletic GPA last
spring, we had a 3.0. We have about 15 NAIA scholar athletes just in the fall here. And so, you know, we want to be excellent in every area, you know, academically, athletically, character, in our faith. You know, we want to, you can be great in every area, and that's what we're working toward. It's not a one-dimensional experience, try to play, try to win. It's like our mission statement is developing champions for life, you know, through authentic love, servant leadership, and the pursuit of excellence. So we want to help train these kids to be successful in life through athletics. And that's what our coaching staff's focused on. And I believe that as we continue to do these, you know, pursue, you know, excellence in every area, that we will begin to, you'll begin to see the fruit of those efforts here as we, you know, grow and build our teams and become more competitive, more successful on the field. And to me, I want this community to have something to be excited about. Successful athletic teams are something that it's fun to be a part of. It brings people joy. And that's what I want for our teams as we kind of continue to build the bridge with the community. And so that's what we're working on. And that's where this golf tournament helps us take those steps, you know.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Rob Harley. He's the athletic director of Simpson University. There's a big golf tournament coming up this Friday, and there's spots you can still get on your team or get your team in there. So we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, Patrick Gorman specializes in workers' compensation. He's a veteran, a former law enforcement officer, went to law school, went to work for the insurance company. Didn't like it. Thought it wasn't right. So he opened up his own business right here, his own office right here in Palisadro, and he's grown it into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. When you call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. Work injuries can be life-changing for not just you, but your family has an impact, and you deserve the treatment that you've paid for. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back. Your spouse wants you out of the house working again. It's all of that. Well, if it's not working the way it should, give Patrick a call. He's a scrapper. He's going to go to the mat for you. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back with Rob Harley, athletic director of Simpson University.
Local military veterans need specialty care? One name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted healthcare provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe. And he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure you mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do.
This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our ninth fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Nundabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, how about your insurance? The problems we've had with insurance in the state of California, and Judy Maxwell is the one you want to call. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners. And if you're looking for a free review, that's right, it's a free review and evaluation. Just give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Two separate entities under one roof, your insurance needs and your financial management needs. So, we do business with Judy. We're real happy. She treats her customers very well, treats them as friends, wants the very best for them. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we're here with Rob Harley, the athletic director of Simpson University. We're talking about athletics, of course, and how they've expanded, but there's going to be a big golf. Is it a tournament?
Yeah.
Okay. So I say it's a tournament because people compete, I guess, with each other, and it's best ball. It's going to be this Friday. There's still a few carts available.
Definitely.
So, and how do they get a cart? They can either become a sponsor, or players can become a sponsor, or they can just get together their three other buddies and go out there.
Yeah, and yeah, you can get on our website at simpsonu.edu and slash, /golf classic. And you can register that way. You can reach out to me at rharley at simpsonu.edu. And I'd be happy to help you, get plugged in. You can come as an individual. You can come as a group. We have a lot of people already registered. I think we're close to 20 teams right now.
Well, that's
good. Yeah, we have capacity for probably 20, five teams.
Okay, so yeah, another five teams would be perfect.
Yeah, we're still trying
20 more people out there.
Push and get them out there, get people out there, and just want to have a good time. You know, enjoy the day of golf on a.
So what
a
kind
great
of things
course.
Are gonna? What kind of things are? I mean, probably not a beer cart.
No,
but no. This is Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. It's
but there is the ninth hole there that you can kind of, you know, run in there and get a cold pop.
Yeah.
And but you know, is there going to be like closest to the pin and all those kind of
things? We're going to have longest drive, closest to the pin. We're going to have some, our cheerleaders will be out there. They'll be doing a game where if you hit it in the ring, then we'll have a putting contest. You know, we're going to try to make it fun, but we also want it to move along. We don't want you to be out there all day, and we want to get in and get her done.
I've been in tournaments that we just, I mean, by the time the last three teams came in, the food was almost gone.
Yeah.
Not from Simpson. This was another event. And we learned then to, when Riverview, when you make that turn for the last three holes, you just go straight up the hill. You finish at like 15.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We don't want that. We want it to be very efficient. We'll have a great tri-tip lunch, in the clubhouse there.
Is this your guys making that?
Riverview State. Yeah. Okay. They're phenomenal. They've really so helpful. They're really great at putting these
really
things on.
Good food there.
Yeah, great food. And then we'll have a silent auction as well. We have some amazing prizes. We have a houseboat on Lake Shasta. We have some golf, exclusive golf clubs, in the area. We have just some amazing silent auction prizes that people can bid on. We want to make it fun. We want to, you know, people to go out and enjoy golf together, some good fellowship, give them a good meal. You're going to get Pro V1 golf balls. We're trying to really elevate the experience. You get a really nice hat. You get a Nike polo. So we're trying to give you just a great,
you get a shirt,
first class experience. Yeah.
Golf balls.
Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, that's one of the things we want to do this year is just kind of,
I want Norm to caddy for me.
No.
I want Norm to caddy for me.
He'll be there.
I bet he's not caddying. He's out there playing.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to play. I think I'm going to play this year, just for fun. And, you know, I mean, with four people, we got a shot to get it in the
best
fairway.
Ball.
Yeah,
okay.
Best ball.
For people who are not familiar with this, all four of you drive off the tee, and you take the best ball.
Yeah.
This is why you want to get with Dan Scott or somebody else that can drive the ball 843 yards. And then, you know, then you take the next best shot, you know, for your next time. So you don't have to be an expert golfer out there. And you can still have a great time. Everybody hits the ball every hole. And then are you going to, like, hold, say, you have to take one drive from everybody?
Yeah, okay. You'll just, some basic tournament stuff. But, and it takes the pressure off, you know.
You can
go out and enjoy it. You don't have to worry about carrying the team or whatever. That's why I'm going to play, because I'm not worried about, you know, shanking it, you know.
Now and then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're here with Rob Harley. He's the athletic director of Simpson University. We're talking about the big golf tournament they're having, and this goes to support Simpson athletic teams.
Correct.
There.
Yeah.
And they've still got room for four or five more carts or teams out there, four-person teams. And you can just go to Simpson,
SimpsonU.edu and then /golf classic.
Yeah.
You can search Simpson University Golf Classic.
Yeah, it's right there.
And there's make it really easy to register.
Can you register?
We're going to probably cut it off on Wednesday because we have to give them the foursomes and all that. So
okay.
We still have a couple days. But if
you're going to cut it off Wednesday. So, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, close the business.
Yeah.
Get you a chance to get your team together.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to have a team. If you just want to go out and compete, you'll be put into a team. I'm sure there's other force or people out there signing up by themselves.
Yeah, and we could probably accommodate a few walk up people, you know, because we do have people who've sponsored teams, very generous people who've sponsored teams, said, hey, get the people. We'll have our coaches out there. All of our golfers will be out there. But we'll have, you know, there'll be spots available. So we just, it's an opportunity just to go out. And again, you don't have to have the whole foursome to do it.
Great. Rob Harley, athletic director of Simpson University, which has grown its athletic program exponentially over the last few years and has had huge successes out there. First year of football. And the next home game is November 2nd.
Yes, 1 p.m. at Foothill High School. And we've had phenomenal crowds the first two home games in October. It was really awesome. And that'll be our final game. And we have tailgate. We have all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah.
Great. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And leave me that so I can talk about it for the next couple of days.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There is grave concern about what could be the most destructive, life-threatening aspect of Hurricane Milton, the storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says Milton is a Category 4 storm headed toward Florida's west coast. Its sights set on the Tampa Bay area.
We are predicting 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. Put that in perspective, I'm 6 feet tall. That's more than two of me high. And if this is realized, that is more surge than was experienced during Helene. So to sort of put that in perspective.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if Hurricane Helene was a lesson in how bad storm surge can be, Milton will be worse.
Almost entire west coast of the Florida Peninsula has the potential to have really, really significant storm surge. And when you're talking about 10 to 15 feet, that's obviously major, but we saw what even 4 feet did.
Many of the areas expected to be hit by Milton are still reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene less than 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing a challenge today on a Biden administration regulation concerning hard-to-trace ghost guns.
Ghost guns are weapons that are difficult to trace because they don't have serial numbers, and they can be sold online in a kit and assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. An executive action by President Joe Biden requires companies to add serial numbers to those gun kits, run background checks on buyers, and verify they're at least 21 years old.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Georgia's Supreme Court reinstating, for the time being, the state's ban on abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned positive now, with the Dow up 44 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 228, and the S&P is up 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Israelis continue to decimate their terrorist foes.
The Israeli military says it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut a day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack was marked by mourning and demonstrations. The military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials. Destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Hezbollah's acting leader says even more Israelis will be displaced as the terrorist group extends its rocket fire deeper into Israel. He says Hezbollah's capabilities are still intact despite weeks of heavy air strikes. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's another burden for North Carolina residents reeling from Hurricane Helene.
A hearing has started in North Carolina over the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premium rates by more than 42% on average. A top lieutenant for insurance commissioner Mike Cossey began hearing what's expected to be multiple weeks of testimony and evidence on Monday. Any decision would likely come before year's end. An industry attorney says inflation and more storms require rate increases to ensure claims are covered and companies get a fair profit. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities in Oregon say they have removed another 302 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registered to vote. This is just the latest revelation of improper voter registrations stemming from clerical errors at the state's DMV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's here now. Today.
Good morning.
The 8th of October, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Yes, and we have a chock-full show this morning. We're going to go into, of course, it's the October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about, we got a great testimonial we're going to hear about this morning, as well as Lynn Ann Foster is with her and our new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Group, Center. But before we go there, please have a fabulous 8th of October. How are you today? Yes. You know, if you saw me, I was running around trying to get the dog. The doggy park was closed. It's that day. I got a rag around my head getting ready for workout. So what are you doing today to be positive and do a great, have an input in your life that is, you know, where you're, doing kind, random acts for others, et cetera. And this is a beautiful day to do it because today our temperature is around 95, overnight lows of 63, clear skies. Wednesday calls for 89, overnight lows of around 63. And Thursday calls for 86. Thursday night, overnight lows of 61. And Friday, well, now forget about it, because Friday night looks like we may have a chance of showers with our overnight lows of 60. And Saturday calls for a high of 78 with a chance of showers as well. That's the forecast. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
365-3793.
I wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Of course,
we have to put the 530 in front of that now.
Right. I'm just.
Yeah. You're making noise over there. You're getting rid of a rat's nest.
People are bringing cords to because they can plug their computers into it and play stuff, but they're not wrapping them up. So
you know when you're
last night. I just want to talk about
it
quickly.
Okay.
Last night was a special night for Linda and I, and we decided to go to View 202. And when we called, we said, can we bring our dog? And they said, sure. People bring their dogs out in the, out on the
veranda.
And they were really nice to us, brought water over. And Buford had his first big night out.
It was fun
in
for
there.
Us.
And it was really good food. But they were, nobody got upset. Of course, there were like four other dogs there.
Yeah, four other people with dogs.
In fact, they were sitting at the table where Buford doesn't sit at the table. Anyway, it was really a nice night. And if you're looking for a place to take your dog with you to dinner and they don't get too excited about it, Mosaic is one of them,
right.
And View 202 is another. So I just thought I'd give a shout out.
They have
for
a
that.
New menu, and the food was really good.
Yeah,
so
and the waitstaff was
a beautiful time to be outside on the deck.
Well, we're here with Lynn Ann Foster. Good morning, and you brought a couple of special guests today.
I did, always, right?
Always.
These are the best ever, though.
Do.
The best.
Would you like to make the intro?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
So first, I'm going to start with our new CEO, Mr. Sam Aitani.
Good morning, Sam, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you all.
So he is new at Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's been here about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Actually, this is week number four for
me. It's been a whirlwind.
Time is flying when you're having a good time.
It's been a whirlwind, and he has already just brought in a fresh breath of air and energy and enthusiasm and focus to our amazing team.
Well, we're going to be talking to Sam in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
It's like having a head conductor. I always equate everything to music. If it's a head conductor, and they're going to bring a musical format, they're going to bring a way that they address and they deal with all the instrumentation, the energy, how we're going to do our program. Mm-hmm. So, congratulations, maestro.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. I like the way you put it.
And our other guest?
This is Elisa Torch. She is our emergency room director. And she's here to share a little bit about her experience with breast cancer during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
All right. Well, shall we start with you?
We've got some. I think you had a couple other things, right?
This is radio.
I always have something.
Okay.
I mean, what?
I just thought that you was another thing that. Never mind.
Well, it's all right.
Okay. Take it back, Linda.
Statistics? Or do you want me to just.
Yeah, why don't you. Whatever's on your heart right now.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the fact that, first of all, in your position as head of the emergency room at Shasta Regional, and I shared a little bit of my story before you because it's the first time I'd been ever in a hospital and plugged up to, figuring out what this runaway infection was at Shasta Regional. And I thought that the emergency room was brilliant. They were brilliant with me, and it was scary because it was during COVID. Nobody could be with me, and
the beginning of COVID,
just
where everybody
along
was
like,
still
okay.
at the high hover.
I mean, I was in my Uggs and these same sunglasses and a beanie on my head. So share with us. Here you are in the medical profession. What's your story? What can you share with our listeners this morning?
So always listen to your body. You know your body best. But my story is kind of. Like, how I found my breast cancer is kind of funny. So during COVID, I turned 40, so in 2022, and I kind of delayed my first mammogram until the end. I turned 40 in March till the end of that year. So I think it was, like, November I had my first mammogram. Everything was fine, passed the flying colors, great. Then in April, we had neighbors moving in across the street, and I have little kids and an older son, and so I was just kind of being nosy, wanted to see who the new neighbors were. I was getting ready to get in the shower, so I didn't have any clothes on. And my window above my toilet is really high, so I had to climb on my toilet and, like, look over out the window to see, what was going on outside. And when I jumped down, I must have just, like, touched my breast. And when I did, I felt a huge lump. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I just had a mammogram, like, 4 or 5 months ago. Like, what is that? But immediately, I knew I had cancer. I don't know why. Just maybe because I'm in the health field and I know my body so well. So my husband said, "What are you doing up there?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just, like seeing." And he stopped being nosy. So I didn't say anything to him at the moment. And I got in the shower, did my thing, and then I immediately called my OBGYN, who said, "I'm just going to order you a mammogram. Go back in there right now." So everything for me, thankfully I do work in the medical field and I was very persistent and I wanted things done quickly. So, it just happened very quickly. So I had the, second mammogram and went to an ultrasound, then to a biopsy. And then, that was in April. And then in May I started chemo. So I had triple negative breast cancer, which is rare. I didn't even know there was different types of breast cancer before I was diagnosed.
I've not heard of triple negative, but I'm no expert, but that's the first.
That's worse than being on double secret probation.
So triple negative.
So I didn't know it. Before this, I didn't know anybody that had breast cancer. It's not something that runs in my family. So triple negative breast cancer makes up like 15% of breast cancer. And it's the most aggressive breast cancer. So it's not hormone receptive, so the only treatment for triple negative is chemo. So immediately I was thrown into, you know, going from being, you know, working full time, being a mom, going to soccer games, to like my life just came to a halt. I got, they call it the red devil, because when they infuse it, it's bright red. So they call this chemo the red devil. But everything happened really, really quickly because triple negative breast cancer is so aggressive. So thank goodness everything worked out well for me. I caught it early. It didn't go into my lymph nodes. So I did have 6 months of aggressive chemo, and then a double mastectomy and a hysterectomy. I also had the BRCA1 gene, which also increases my ear risk for cancer, which I didn't know that I had that before I was diagnosed with cancer. So it actually increases your risk of getting cancer by 50%. You have a 50% chance of getting cancer, breast cancer.
What's the name of this gene?
The BRCA1.
BRCA1. Mm-hmm. Are women tested for this?
So they're not, unless your mom or your grandma or someone else had it and somehow mm-hmm. they found out. But it's not something that they offer to you. And I remember asking my OB or my GYN, like, why didn't you never, like, offer that test for me? And it's just not something that they do.
Because there hadn't been cancer in your family. You know, if there's
but
been, they
I
might
feel
have,
like in
might,
this day and age, they should just
they should do that.
They should just
automatically
ask you. And so when you do the questionnaire for the BRCA, it asks you, are you African American? Are you Ashkenazi Jew descent? And I am. And so it's like if he would have, you know, if a doctor would have asked me that question, I would have said yes, and maybe I would have been tested for this gene, and you know, I could have done. Prophylactically, you know, had a double mastectomy, mm-hmm. but it's not something that's talked about often, and I don't know why.
Which is another reason why your story is so important.
Right. Yeah, right. We're going to come back and hit this again, but we need to take a break right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry was best in the North State 2023 and 2024, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State. See, that was easy. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They have a fantastic selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're good people. Locally owned, locally operated. They've been there for 30 years. It's over probably 30 years now. Like I said, they are not a chain store. They are just local people, and they've just been doing a wonderful job. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Their hours are 9:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And when it gets around Christmas time, just stand by because yes, I will be in there. trying to find a surprise. And Rebecca always finds the right piece of jewelry if that's what I'm buying. I think last year I bought a saddle. So it wasn't quite the same. Rebecca sent me a card and said, I missed you. So Four Winds Jewelry, my friends. We'll be right back.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson pipes and drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community-oriented bank. It is a local bank, a local board of directors. What can I say? We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. I mean, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk in there and people know your name. Mainly it's probably because I'm running down there to try to cover Linda's checks. they've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and then one down in Anderson, the newest branch. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events, and you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It's our local bank here. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and here
it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So we're here with Sam Atani, who is the new CEO. We're going to get to him in a second. Alicia, was it Torge. I did have it spelled right. I just didn't pronounce it right. And Lynn Ann Foster.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
So happy to be here.
And Alicia was telling us that 4 months after having a mammogram, which was normal, she noticed a lump in her breast, and it wasn't a little one. So
yeah, it's probably the size of a grape.
Yeah.
I mean, in 4 months, that's mm-hmm. huge. And it turns out it's a triple negative, and that's extremely fast-growing cancer.
So the moral of the story, it's okay to snoop. Something good came
something
from that.
Something worries about this, and that this isn't normal, but you've gone through the treatment, and are you in remission now? What do they call it?
What do they call it? They call it total.
Well, that's all right.
It's past remission. Yes. It's in the
complete response therapy. So I've had a complete response. So it's completely gone.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Applause. And are you back in the emergency room?
I'm back in the emergency room.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And
that's
you,
wonderful.
And your eyes and your heart and your soul can look at other patients and have this deep well of knowledge that is, you know, such a miracle. Thank you for being with us and sharing that today. Now, you also said before you started, you said, can I give you some stats? And I think that's important. Why we're with you in this moment, if you just can maybe tell our listeners as they're driving maybe some stats. And we also have men as well, so we need to pay attention to that.
100%.
A breast is a breast is a breast in our beautiful body, so it's not just women.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have some amazing resources in our community all throughout the year, but more specifically during October, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I just want to mention Valor Oncology is a fantastic resource if you need more information. And also all of this information that I'm going to share with you from the American Cancer Society is on our website at ShastaRegional.com. So if you are needing more information. But these were just important little nuggets that I thought the listeners deserve to know. Breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed among women in the United States. It is the second leading cause of death from cancer among women, only second to lung cancer in women. So we'll be back in November to talk about lung cancer. So very significant. New American Cancer Society report says that the steepest increase in breast cancer incidence rate is in white women. A new American Cancer Society report finds that the incidence of breast cancer in women has continued to increase, rising by 1% a year during 2012 to 2021 for all women combined. However, the rate of the outcomes being good have also increased because women are getting early detection, like Alicia's story.
That's the whole secret.
Yeah.
We've had numerous doctors in here, breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer. Early detection means that you can be cured.
Save a life.
That.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that's why it's so important to have a colonoscopy.
And why we keep talking about
the self-exams, and then, which doesn't take the place, of course, of mammograms and sonograms. Mm-hmm. And
your intuition.
Right. Oh, yeah,
especially,
that's the other thing.
I can't say especially, but what I have found in my female friends is they knew. They knew before they had the mammogram. But we excuse it. Oh, I'm tired, or I just worked out. I went to class, and now my chest is sore. I'm hoping that this message can be the start of working past the excuses and really digging into yourself and getting the follow-up, the medical follow-up that's so important, like a mammogram.
And it's got to be done. And then you've got – and let's just face it, with so many people out there and – needing help, that you've got to be persistent. You've got to be
You have to be your own advocate. Yeah. You have to be pushy.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
And because this is something that, especially in something that's grown that large in 4 months.
In 4 months. And then to train or to maybe there's something on your way about for people who don't really self-examine themselves in the shower, especially where that's an easy place to do it.
Every day.
Because you're private,
Right. You really should do it every day. I mean, because if you set your calendar, you're going to do it every first, you probably won't do it every first, but if you could do it every day, then you might do it every, once a week if you set that goal to do it every day. But
yeah.
I think
it's a good time to do
self-examination.
Right. Yeah. Or you can be looking, snooping on your neighbors.
There you go.
That counts too.
Peeking out the window. Get your arms up there. With that, though, I also just wanted to share that there is a link also on our website to properly do a self-breast examination.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great, because it's just, I don't do it. Well,
men should do it as well.
Men should do it as well, though.
We were talking
That's
about,
right.
You know, the men.
Because men get breast cancer. Right. Mm-hmm. It's rarer, mm-hmm. but, you know, and I don't even know who to ask this. Maybe, you know, Sam, you've been around hospitals a long time, and then now with Alicia, you're paying a lot more attention to it. That is there something that's causing this cancer
surge?
Is it the environment around us?
My mom and I were just talking about that.
Shasta County's got one of the highest cancer rates in California.
Mm-hmm. So I was just talking to my mom about plastic. You know, when they were growing up, they had the milk delivered in a glass bottle. They didn't have plastic.
Yeah.
And now we're so obsessed with water and drinking water, and everyone's drinking out of plastic bottles.
And you're getting the microplastics into your system. I've read about that.
Right. And all just, you know, the food that we eat, all the processed food and all the additives in it.
Well, with the cost of fast food that they're trying to, you know, they're trying to save the middle class here by, you know, pricing two hamburgers for $25.
It's expensive
bucks.
To eat healthy.
Right. Anyway.
It is expensive to eat healthy, but it's still worth it.
But,
or you can grow your own garden.
You could have your own garden. But there's ways of doing it that you can do this.
Visit your
But the big
market.
Thing is be aware of your own body. Mm-hmm. And know, you know, if there's something wrong. You know, it doesn't have to be because you got shot one time. You know, it's going to hurt for a long time. It's other things, mm-hmm. little indicators. And, you know, Alicia jumped on that one mm-hmm. right away.
I know, bravo to her, right? I mean,
she
just had the mammogram and didn't blow off her instinct or what she felt in her own body.
And thank you so much for sharing it with us, Alicia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because
thank you for having me.
This may have saved a life. Or two lives or a lot
That's
of lives
That's why I'm here.
Today.
I hope that, you know, if one person does their monthly exam.
You might be surprised at the interesting voices that we hear while we're in the fruit aisle or vegetable aisle or I don't care what event we're at. If somebody heard the show, it was a little snippet. They heard a snippet because they were on their way to something, either taking their kid or to school or they were on their way to work. And a message hit their ears to their heart like they needed to take action about something. So it's very, very valuable for us to share your story for our community and beyond. When we come back, really excited to hear about our new CEO, Sam Aitani, and our new maestro, who looks he's a very dapper. He's a dapper man.
I'm going to adopt that.
the maestro. This portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going since I moved here. They've been around since 1960. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And it's a great barbershop. I haven't had a bad haircut there ever. And you can make an appointment with them, so it works on your schedule at 530-244-9478. You can just drop by, and if they've got an opening, you get a great haircut, my friends. Like I said, it's a barbershop. It's on Athens. It's right off Athens Avenue in Cypress Square. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, if you remember that. But if you go back further than that, it'd be the old subway right there. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out. Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted healthcare provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe. And he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure you mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our fifth anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Laux Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at LauxLandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I was starting, but
yes,
Ben wasn't ready.
We have
because
a big weekend.
Ben knows not to turn on those mics too early.
Okay.
Somebody called the other day and said, I heard Carl say something. And,
you didn't say a bad word, did you?
Well, they thought I had, but we went back and listened to
okay,
it, and I had not said it.
All right.
I've only been bleeped once in 14 years. Which really, after 32 years in the Marine Corps, is a miracle.
That's impressive.
Is a miracle. I mean, a miracle. Hey, let's talk about the second annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration. It's going to happen on the 13th of October. It's going to be right downtown here. They're going to have the Dancing Horse Parade.
Yes, I ran.
Oh, gosh, got to run down there and
no,
see
I mean,
that.
This is true. They're bringing in these, what are the name of the horses?
It's the Los Amigos del Caballo. Caballo.
Okay, well, that was a great
attempt. It's at 2 p.m.
Yeah, and yesterday I ran into somebody and she said, I heard your station. What is it about those horses? That, no, they bring them in from all over the state.
And they
literally are downtown on the mall. See, we do have culture here. We do have culture. And this is the second annual. And it's going to be really a beautiful event. Last year it was packed. People said it was fabulous.
Food, and family,
backed by
fun,
popular demand.
Folkloric dancers, live band, and all types of food. So,
on Sunday.
On the 13th.
That's right.
Of October. Okay. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Sam Atani, who's the new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And tell us a little bit about you, Sam, so people get to know you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself to the whole community. I really appreciate that. Of course, you can notice some accent in my language here. I was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon. I grew up during the Civil War. So throughout going to school, a lot of times we did not go to school because of the bombing, and we were in shelters, and we would study on a candlelight. So it was a miracle to be able to survive it and be able to be what I am today. So I'm always grateful, and I always count my blessings to be what I am today. So I don't take any day for granted. And that's one thing I always tell people, don't take what God gave you for granted, because you never know what happens tomorrow. Again, once I finished high school, I was going to American University of Beirut. We have one of the better universities in the Middle East,
yes,
which is the American University of Beirut. I was going to school there, and I got shot. And my dad panicked and said, you can't stay here. You got to leave. So I started applying for school in the United States, and I got accepted in different schools, but I ended up going to Colorado. And I always wanted to be a physician, to be in the medical field, because my mom was a certified midwife. And, of course, during the Civil War, most ladies delivered at home because they didn't want to go to the hospitals because it was filled with injuries and people that lost their limbs and shot and whatever. So she was a busy woman delivering babies. And I would see these women coming to our house begging her to go, because when there's bombing, she was afraid to leave, but she would do that. So I wanted to be in the medical field, but because of the war, I couldn't apply for medical school. So I ended up coming to the United States and ended up in the biomedical engineering field. So I ended up going to school and got a bachelor degree in biomedical engineering and a bachelor degree in electronics engineering. And ultimately, I went to Pittsburgh.
You took the two easiest ones, right?
I did. It was so much easier.
Biomedical and bio and
engineering.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a walk in the park, I guess. And then I went to Pittsburgh in Kansas, and I got my master's degree. But then when I graduated, because I was a foreign student, I couldn't stay in the United States because you can't work. You don't have the legal paper to stick around. Unfortunately, I couldn't fly back to Lebanon because the war's still going on. There's no airport. You couldn't fly back. So here I am stuck in this country, can't stay here, can't go back home. What do you do? Well, thank God that there's a country north of us called Canada that was willing to take me on. So long story short, I ended up in Canada. While there, I managed to work at a Foothills Medical Center in the biomedical engineering field. I started teaching at Montreal University. I taught computer logic design, introduction to microcomputer, industrial electronics, just to keep myself busy. And while I'm there, I became a Canadian citizen, and I used that to punch my ticket back to the United States, because my brother was living down in the L.A. area, and he kept bugging me to come back. He's like, you got to come back to the United States. Much more opportunities here. You could do so much more here. He was a believer in the American dream, and he wants me to come back. Long story short, I started applying for a lot of jobs, but I still don't have a green card or a U.S. citizen, so I couldn't get a job. But luckily, through the NAFTA agreement that the United States, Canada, and Mexico signed, there's a provision there that I was able to use to get a work permit. So I applied for a job with Adventist Health, and they offered me a job, and through that, I got a TN visa, and I came back to the United States. And that's in Bakersfield. So I came back from Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. That's where I was, and which is cold country, as you know, Canada. It's temperature in the wintertime, I mean, you're talking sub-zero temperature. I came to the nicest city in California, Bakersfield, which is, I guess, north of 105, 110 degrees.
Right.
So
is this Bakersfield, California we're talking about?
Yeah.
The nicest city? Okay. No, I just want to check.
I'm a little bit biased here.
Okay.
Things I'm sure in Bakersfield that are very interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who settled, like multi-generational. in Bakersfield, right?
There's a lot of people from Oklahoma in Bakersfield.
Well,
there's a lot of Okies over there.
Yeah, I know when they came there.
Yeah.
And you were there for 23 years, but yes. you must have kind of enjoyed that.
I loved it. I mean, it's a great organization to work for. I enjoyed the community there. I got married and had my kids going to school. I mean, again, it's I don't like traffic. I don't like to wait too long on the traffic light, so that was perfect for me. So we stayed there, and then I got an opportunity to go down further south to Corona, down in Riverside, and took a job there with Universal Health Services as the CEO of their hospital down there. And shortly after, I came back here to Reading.
Okay, so
the American
dream. We have many, both physicians and others, that have come to America. I believe in that shining city on the hill and mm-hmm. the American dream, and very, very happy that they were able to achieve that in our wonderful country. So I'm glad that you use that, you know. Those terms. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you don't know what you have until you lose it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And unless you live in a different part of the world and you understand the beauty of what the United States has to offer and the great country we live in, we take it for granted. And sometimes I tell people, don't ruin it, because what you have is second to none. And you need to cherish it, protect it, support it, and not let it go to waste.
You know what?
I've
had that opportunity to go to places that were less than optimal, you might say. And I just wish that people who don't think a lot of our country would just go spend 30 days in one of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back, and I guarantee you there'd be a quantum shift in what they think.
I mean, sometimes people go to visit as a tourist. They see the best part of all those countries. They don't get to live in it and feel what the local feels, how the governments are, how the civil service is over there. Just going and visiting a country because it has some history behind it, it doesn't make it livable.
No.
Where here, you have both sides of the world. You have a great history behind this country and a fantastic place to live. Regardless what state, what city you pick in, it's still head and shoulder above any other city in the world.
Okay. We're here with Sam Attani, who is the new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Sam about now he's up here and what he thinks of our area here. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage,
Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to our beautiful Tuesday edition here on KCNR. I'm glad I just really needed to be here today because I wanted to meet our new CEO of Shasta Regional, and I also wanted to hear our wonderful testimony that we were talking about from Alicia. Thank you once again for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And
you may have saved lives today.
Absolutely. And when we get into, before, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but we look at our temperatures today are 95. That's going to be our high overnight lows of 63. So be prepared again one today for a hot day, but don't leave your kids or your animals or stuff in the car because it, you know, that goes up to 105 easy.
Speaking of animals, there's a dog in our office.
Yeah.
He's sitting at and behind your chair. He's chewing on your computer. Is that okay? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Buford's come a long way.
He's come a long way.
We work with him.
He's our studio dog, and he usually sits under here and he chews on something that's loud. But we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, as we said, Lynn Ann Foster, and their marketing director, and Alicia Torch. That, you know,
the one thing
I really took out of that, there is a test that women should ask for if they're. It makes your chance of having cancer 50% higher, and it's if you're
BRCA.
It's the BRCA test.
BRCA gene.
And if you're African American, or
Ashkenazi Jew.
Ashkenazi
Jew. You have a higher
Jew,
chance which of having the BRCA gene.
Your chances are higher, and that right there is something I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a simple saliva test or a blood test.
Yeah, and we're here, of course, with Sam Atani, who's the new CEO. Okay, you've been here a month, so what do you think?
Oh, I love it. I love the community. I love the people. Even before I took on this job, I had the opportunity to come to Reading, spend 3 days.
Because
when I knew about this opportunity, it's like, to be honest with you, I'd never been past Sacramento, before all my life was in Southern California, right?
That's okay because the governor's never been north of Sacramento either.
So I'm in good company. So when I heard about the opportunity, I said, okay, I need to go take a look first. So I came up and spent 3 days in Redding, get the chance to tour the hospital, meet with the people, went out to town, talked to people at the hotel I was staying in and the restaurants, asking questions. People are lovely. Love the people in town here. They're all, you could feel the sense of community in here. And even at the hospital, the team is there. They're all compassionate, committed, dedicated. They really want to do their best they can to serve the community. And that's a formula for success. And I, to me, you're as good as your team. Doesn't matter how skilled you are. If you don't have a great team with you, you're not going to go far. We talk about a maestro, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have the whole orchestra that can play the tune when they need to play it, it doesn't matter how good you are. Does that?
That's right.
It doesn't matter. So so I love the people. I love the Redding. I like to hike. I like the outdoors. Living in Southern California, you don't see water and rivers at all. You see just dust, you know, and empty riverbanks. That's all you see. So to see this nature, it's really attractive, and it spoke to me.
There's a hike that you can take, well, a series of hikes. It's waterfalls. It's the 9 waterfalls that you can go back and hike and check out all these waterfalls. I think there's even a book on it that, you know, it gives ideas on it, and you're right, our hiking trails around here, and we continuously are building those. But that's just part of it. The fishing, I don't know if you're into fly fishing, but what an ideal place. We got one of the best fisheries in the world right here in the SAC. So,
well, we love it when people choose, you know, it's a lifestyle. And, you know, obviously with your amazing history, you know, you could have really gone anywhere. And for you to come up here, we're all excited to be able to share with you and show you, you know, some wonderful attributes to our area. We have many, many. I know that for us, we were gypsies and we traveled a great deal. And here we are 15, 16 years in the same place.
17.
And I don't think even though we get, like, frustrated with California sometimes, we think, yeah, but where would we go where we would have to stand in line and then start all over and be, you know, we're just embedded in the community. And the community and the beauty of the surroundings are what keep us here. People like
so,
you.
Agreed.
And you said it's the people.
It's
here.
The people.
Yeah. I know that you said that you really believe that people should, nobody should have to travel to Sacramento or San Francisco for medical care.
Absolutely. Everybody within the community have the right to get excellent quality care right here in Redding. There's no need to leave this community seeking better care. I always challenge my team by asking, are the people down in Sacramento or San Francisco, are they smarter than us? Do they have 4 arms when we have 2 arms? Do they have double 2 brains when we have 1 brain? There's no, it's just to have a vision. If you have a vision and the will, you'll be able to achieve it. And I think we have a great talent here. We have a great facility in Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have a great bones. We are more than capable of bringing all the services we need right here in our backyard. And there's no need for anybody to travel to get the care. We just need to have the vision and the will to get there. And with the team that we have and the passion they have toward that, and with the support of the community, it's a matter of time before we bring all the services down here to everything.
Well, you know, the TAVR valve replacement. I remember when that started, and now it's had, gosh, a couple hundred procedures, including my next-door neighbor who's listening right now, and I said he was out walking 12 miles the day after it, and he said, not quite. but he is back up to 6 miles now. He said the difference between going in and coming out, you know, it's almost miraculous. So I know that Shasta Regional does that. I know that you all got other procedures where people would have to travel for 3 hours, and now you can get them done right here.
Absolutely. I mean, the key is we want to work around recruiting additional physicians to the community. We need to bring the right specialist to the town. So instead of the people going to the specialist, let's bring the specialist to town so nobody have to travel. The same thing we did with the cardiovascular service line, where our surgeons, our procedures are coming here. We could do this in every service line, and that's the vision we're going to have. We're going to turn Shasta Region to the hospital in Northern California, become a destination where people from all over Northern California come to seek care.
Well, I think that's a good way almost to finish up. We got about a minute left. So, Sam, you like to hike and you like the outdoors.
And soccer.
And soccer. We have a brand new soccer field here, right, by the way.
I'll put the views.
Do you envision other procedures coming to Shasta Regional?
We do. I mean, there's a lot of technologies every day. I mean, the beauty about healthcare is it's never boring. Every day there's a new invention, new technology coming out there, new procedure coming out there. We just have to be selective. We need to look at what the community is in need first. We need to look at our community need assessment to see what the community is really in need of first, right? It's not about serving the hospital, it's serving the community. And we truly, if we are a community hospital, we need to dedicate our services to the community, not just to promote the hospital. That will come secondary. Our key is to improve quality of care, to improve the service we provide, and make sure the experience that you're going to get when you come to Shasta Regional is second to none. If we could do that, the sky's the limit to what we can bring to town. So just give me a little bit more time, and you're going to see amazing work.
You get the basics in there, and then everything else builds.
Absolutely.
Sam Attani, the new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, thanks so much for joining us today, and Lynn Ann for setting us up.
Always, thank you.
Especially Alicia Torge, who shared her cancer journey with us. And I wish you could see this bright-eyed, happy woman.
And back
right
to
here.
Work as director
it's
of emergency. Yeah, right?
So, anyway, thank you so much for being with us
thank
today.
You for having
hey, us. Tomorrow we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce, and Mary Rickert joins us tomorrow running for Shasta County Supervisor. So she's going to join us at 7 and Chamber of Commerce at 8. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Back down.